Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to update a little bit on what was in the information document number 9 by telling members of the Commission that we, Practical Action, are an international development NGO who have worked for decades on agriculture biodiversity issues in normative processes of the FAO, the CBD, the International Assessment and Agricultural Knowledge, Science and Technology for Development, regional institutions, and with organizations of smallholder peasant farmers, pastoralists, artisanal fisher folk, forest dwellers, indigenous peoples, and other small-scale food providers who, over countless generations, have developed in situ, on farm, on the range, in coastal waters, the agricultural biodiversity that feeds the world. We have been active participants in the work of the Commission since its inception, with the International Seed Treaty, and in the joint program of work with the Convention on Biological Diversity on all issues relating to agricultural biodiversity, including genetic resources of food and agriculture. The biodiverse and resilient systems that secure future food in the face of multiple threats, including climate change, are the systems of the small-scale food providers. These depend on increasing agricultural biodiversity in ecological food provision and increasing the related ecosystem functions. This is an essential component in production systems that support the realization of food sovereignty, which will defend the local food systems that currently provide food for most people in the world and could efficiently do so forever. These small-scale food providers, we believe, have the experience and perspective that should be part of your work and should be included in any reports you produce, including the report on the state of the world's biodiversity for food and agriculture, as we mentioned yesterday. We believe that the MIPAO should explicitly include this as one of the milestones in terms of producing the report on the state of the world's biodiversity for food and agriculture, to include the perspective of the small-scale food providers themselves. Furthermore, we think that the process that has been developed in the Committee on World Food Security for the inclusion of the voices of those small-scale food providers and the social movements, the civil society mechanism, which has been agreed by members of FAO and has been said by many to be the model that should be adopted in other parts of the FAO system, should also be included as part of your mode of operation in this commission. Mr. Chair, I just want to emphasize that by having an organized way of being able to interact with civil society, including the social movements of those who defend and develop agricultural biodiversity, your work will be enhanced. And the civil society mechanism provides a guide as to how that best can be done.